Agenda item number 14. Public hearing, Mrs. Nelson, pertaining to the licensing of fixed fishing devices. I suspect this has something to do with dolphins.
That's correctly.
And turtles.
Turtles.
That's my wingman down there.
Good afternoon. NIMS issued a final rule implementing regulations under the Marine Mammal Protection Act in February. It became effective earlier this March. And it was based on consensus recommendations from the Bottlenose Dolphin Take Reduction Team with the goal of reducing incidental mortality and takes of bottlenose dolphins. This occurred in 2009, the team meeting. Shortly thereafter, BMRC did adopt regulations pertaining to pound nets to reduce those incidental mortalities. And now the final rule is just now becoming effective in 2015. So what we need to do today is to try to make our regulations more consistent with those that we just published. The updated requirements in the final rule include establishing a new pound net, bottlenose dolphin pound net regulated area, updating the definitions for a lot of the pound net rules, including the definitions of nearshore and offshore, based now on water depth versus distance from shore. A requirement that all three sections of the pound net gear be fished at the same time, regardless of location. And a one-time compliance training requirement for pound net harvesters. And this is instead of an annual onshore inspection, which I've heard from the gear liaison is a pretty popular option. Here are the two areas that we've been discussing, for three areas. On the left is what was previously used. This is actually in the Endangered Species Act intended for turtles, but this is what has been used for dolphin management up until this point. In the hashed area in the lower bay, we have had a seasonal requirement in VMRC regulations for modified leaders. And then all areas east of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel in the current regulation requires year-round use of modified leaders. On the right, you have the new bottlenose dolphin pound net regulated area. This is now in the Marine Mammal Protection Act. The other areas aren't going away, but the new area supersedes it because it's more restrictive and it overlays that map. That now would require year-round use of modified leaders for the entire area. So changes in your regulation, if you'll look at the blue paper versus what was mailed, we had some changes based on the way areas are described to be more consistent with what VMRC typically does. It includes the new area definition, and that is on page one. The definitions of other pound net related items, including hard ley lines, that nearshore and offshore pound nets, and other regulated areas. The only one that has any impact would be that change in nearshore and offshore based on water depth. The rest of them are mostly clarifying definitions. The year-round modified leader requirement in the new area. The compliance training requirement, which the gear liaison for NIMS is going to start that training very soon. And the requirement to fish all three sections of the pound net gear at the same time, except for a small period to set or repair nets. And that would be required for the entire area, not just the pound net region. This was advertised for public hearing. We have received no public comments to date. NIMS also has a notification requirement, so all the affected pound net harvesters have also been notified. Staff recommends adopting amendments to Chapter 4 of VAC 20-20-10 pertaining to licensing of fixed fishing devices to comply with the provisions of the final rule from the NIMS for Virginia pound net gear under the Marine Mammal Protection Act and the Endangered Species Act.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in this matter, either in favor or against? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second
by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously.